I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. National Guard troops are patrolling in Memphis for the first time now as part of President Trump's federal task force. Correspondent Ken Lorman has more.
President Trump has sent or discussed sending troops to other cities as well, including Baltimore, the District of Columbia, New Orleans, and the California cities of Oakland, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. The federal government says the troops support immigration agents and protect federal property.
The Guard troops in Memphis remain under the control of Republican Governor Bill Lee. He does support their use to further a federal crackdown on crime. Some judges, though, have stalled the president's plans to deploy the National Guard in Chicago and in Portland. Two powerful earthquakes strike off the coast of the southern Philippines.
Philippine seismologists say the new offshore earthquake with a preliminary 6.8 magnitude hit the same southern region struck earlier by an earthquake with a magnitude of 7.4. Philippine seismologists said the second earthquake was the separate trembler from Friday morning's 7.4 magnitude quake, which left at least seven people dead.
That is correspondent Ron Taylor reporting the Keystone XL pipeline might be revived. We get more details from correspondent Greg Clucks.
During talks at the White House this past week, Canadian Prime Minister Carney raised the prospect of reviving the Keystone XL pipeline project with President Trump. That's according to a Canadian government official. The project was killed 4 years ago after Joe Biden canceled the permit. The pipeline was to transport crude from Western Canada to Nebraska. The Canadian official says Donald Trump was receptive to the idea. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Tens of thousands of Palestinians headed back to the heavily destroyed northern Gaza Strip as a U.S. brokered ceasefire came into effect on Friday. The deal has raised hopes for ending the Israel-Hamas war. This is SRN News. Americans recently were asked to share their views about gambling.
Betting on sports used to be illegal in this country and morally taboo as well. But now states are legalizing and it's spreading like wildfire. And a lot of people say that's a bad thing. According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, 43% of adults believe that gambling is bad for society, compared to 50% who think it is neutral. This isn't preventing a lot of Americans from placing bets, however, nearly one in four over the last year. Michael Harrington reporting.
FBI Director Kash Patel says the Bureau is cutting ties with the Southern Poverty Law Center. He asserts the civil rights organization has been turned into what he calls a partisan smear machine. Many Christian and conservative groups have made the same complaint for years now, pointing to the SPLC's annual so-called hate map. It has included such ministries as Focus on the Family and the Family Research Council, all because those and other groups are against the LGBT lifestyle. This is SRN News. Las Vegas has secured its place as a WNBA dynasty with its latest title win.
The Las Vegas Aces have three of a kind.
This one hits different because it was different.
Coach Becky Hammon's team secured its third overall WNBA title in a four-season span, completing a sweep of the Phoenix Mercury with a 97-86 Game 4 win. Asia Wilson led the way with a game-high 31 points.
This group here, we were battle-tested. Like, I mean, from top to bottom, battle-tested.
She earned her second Finals MVP award.
I think greatness is, it's who you're around.
Owner Mark Davis believes his team is just getting started.
What they've accomplished in winning three titles in 4 years is truly amazing.
I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
In NBA preseason action, three games tonight, Oklahoma City at Indiana, Atlanta plays in Memphis, and Charlotte at Dallas. More details at SRNNews.com.